Well, this fall marks the 10th anniversary of U Media at the Chicago Public Library. U Media is a digital learning space designed for Chicago teens. They learn digital skills like graphic design, photography, art, music, all sorts of stuff. It started off as one space at the Harold Washington Library downtown, but over the past decade, it's expanded to 19 Chicago Public Library locations. If you don't have kids and you don't live in Chicago, you may have never heard of U Media. But if you're a fan of hip hop, you probably know Chance the Rapper started out at the open mics. Take a listen.
It's like, I still got orange and white cassette tapes. Since when my neighbors came to spectate, people that's tough now used to get little in the dark. It's all cool now, we're all little kids at heart. Acting grown, Chance. Y'all remember now the time I cracked my head open.
That's a clip from a young Chance a few years back. He continues to come back and be a part of the U Media program. It was at a recent open mic when he made national headlines by bringing his friend Childish Gambino. We all saw that story in the Trib, and viral video went nationwide. But that performance was strictly for Chicago teens. And that's what makes U Media special. It provides an authentic space for teens to be themselves, hang out, and, well, avoid alternative pursuits that usually end up in trouble. In studio tonight to talk about after-school programs and the success of U Media is Nicole Pinkard. She's one of the co-founders of U Media. She's also an associate professor in the School of Education at Northwestern University. Taylor Bayless is also here. She's one of the first librarians at U Media when it started back in 2009. She's now part of the teen services team at Chicago Public Library. And Amy Eshelman, the first lady of the city of Chicago, and also co-founder for U Media from her time with the library. She's here, and I welcome you all to Extension 720. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us on,
Justin. Let's start with you, First Lady. You know, for you, how big is this anniversary to have 10 years to think about developing this over the last decade?
I mean, I'm incredibly proud of the work that's happened in U Media over the last decade, and all kudos goes to our mentors, the support that U Media has been given by the Chicago Public Library, and how our teens have really embraced the opportunity and just made it their own and run with it. I mean, it's just incredible to see the transformation that's happened to not only the library, but teen services in our city and opportunities that teens have created for themselves.
Well, I want to bring you in, Nicole, as well, everybody, Taylor, as well, but just this idea that, you know, what was the impetus to bring U Media Online? What was the idea back in 2009?
You know, I wish I could say, as an academic, we like to say it's our idea, but it wasn't. We were doing work on the South Side. DYN was, Digital Youth Network, which is my organization. And I think Amy called me, the Commissioner Mary Dempsey, and MacArthur, and said, well, we want to do what you're doing on the South Side, and we want to bring this to the library. And I think I said, you think kids are going to come and hang out at the library? That's not going to happen.
Right.
But we did it. And I just think we really wanted to, we were doing this work around digital media and learning, and we knew space mattered. And if we looked around the city, there really weren't spaces that were designed for youth. And the library had been holding the spot. And you could speak much more, both of you can speak much more about it from the library, internal from the library standpoint. But for ours, it was, let's find a space where we can also bring digital media, but also with books, because any type of media you create is inspired by something, an opportunity to bring that together.
I just wonder, because I think there is some truth in the idea of getting teenagers to hang out at the library. From the library's perspective, what did you have to do to bring kids in? I mean, it's one thing to say, let's create a program, but it's another to get the kids in the door.
I think a really big part of it was giving them a space to themselves. U Media was the first dedicated teen space in Chicago Public Library. So previous to that, they had to be in the children's section or the adult section, and they're a totally different age group. They don't want to be with the little kids. They don't want to be with the adults. So giving them a space that they was theirs and that they had ownership over, that they could really define what they wanted to do in the space, and also had staff, adults, mentors there that would support them was really critical.
And they could eat.
Yes.
there's some would say, okay, well, the library is going to try to, I don't want to make it seem negative, but they want to avoid teenagers being in the space, because you're right, you got children's play area, you might have adult services, but teens are going to come in, they're going to be more social, they may be more of a distraction. So what was the idea of trying to bring teenagers into the library?
Well, we felt it was really an opportunity, not really something that was going to be difficult. We knew that we had to be better at creating opportunities for teens, and we knew that the teens would help us design what that would look like. And so it was really, we really had to look internally at our you know, what we felt like a library should be and could be, and really start to think outside of the box at what that looked like. And that's what U-Media is. A lot of adults and young people would walk in that space and say, this looks like nothing I've ever seen in a library.
There's all sorts that's been written about and talked about, the design of the space and even the mentors that are in the space. But another thing I saw was just this idea that it's not about necessarily consuming, it's about creating content or creating in that space. Because it could be like any library, you could put computers out and kids could look at stuff and they could consume and go home. But there's something about this program that was more about engaging and creating active experiences.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the lessons that I learned really early on as a librarian is that teens have so many passions, so many interests, and they're not often given the opportunity to express those interests in positive forums and ways. I worked with teens who loved video games. They come in, they play video games all the time, but no one asked them what they thought about video games. So we ended up creating a podcast program where they got to share their opinions about video games. So it takes it from, like you said, consuming to creating media and learning a lot of really valuable skills.
Nicole, okay, I'm fascinated on the, when you think about the social policy or the education part of this. When you're bringing kids in after school or they're coming to the library to hang out and be a part of this, there is there's an educational portion of this, but there's also a social portion that does, in a way, keep them away from alternative pursuits, like I mentioned in the lead, and getting into trouble.
So I think it's a learning. I mean, I think social learning, education. I think what the library really did and what we did with U-Media is to say it's okay to learn outside of school, and that there's all kinds of things you want to learn to do, and you can learn that with your peers, you can learn that with your mentors, and you can take responsibility for doing that. So I think that's, and we made visible what learning looks like. If you think about sports, you know what it means to get better at a sport. But if you say, I want to be a podcaster, I want to be a video maker, if you go back 10 years, I mean, that's when the iTunes apps, if you think about high schoolers were just getting good with that, they didn't really know what it meant to be good at GarageBand. And so the simple things of putting equipment out so everyone could see it, you would come in and you would see someone else, you know, playing the keyboard, and in your head you would go, well, I can do that too. And then you would have mentors who wouldn't sit you down. And this is one of the best lessons we learned. We first came in there from DYN, and we're used to having kids in programs who have to be there. Library, you can leave. And so kids would say, that's not working for us.
Right.
So we quickly had to change our model and understand that you had to be attuned to the kids because they're telling you what it is that they want to learn.
We're talking about U-Media, which is celebrating its 10th year at the Chicago Public Library. It's now expanded into 19 different branches in Chicago. In studio with me, the First Lady of the City of Chicago, Amy Eshelman, also Nicole Pinkard, who was one of the co-founders of U-Media, and Taylor Bayless, who was the first librarian for U-Media when it started in 2009. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and I want to stay on the idea of after-school programs, because I really do think that you can have programs that are designed and that you feel like it's all right on paper, and the kids walk in, they go, meh, and they walk right out. So we'll talk about how you keep them engaged and keep it authentic here on Extension 720. Stay with us. Back here on Extension 720 on 720 WGN. In studio tonight, we're talking about U-Media and its 10th anniversary at the Chicago Public Library, creating a digital space for teenagers. Amy Eshelman's the First Lady of the City of Chicago. She's also co-founder of U-Media from her time at the library. Taylor Bayless, first librarian for U-Media back in 2009. Nicole Pinkard was also one of the co-founders of U-Media, and she's an associate professor in the School of Education at Northwestern. All right. I think about after-school programs. I kind of think of my own life, and I think about the times that adults wanted to teach me about things I should know. It usually came in the form of the assembly, the PSA, the whatever it might be, the singing, the dancing, but everybody would groan, and it wasn't, it was designed by adults, forced on teenagers, and we didn't like it. How do you keep the experience authentic? When you're talking about an after-school program, how do you keep it authentic so you don't run into what I ran into in the 80s?
I think a big part of it as a mentor is to admit when you don't know something. To say, I'm learning alongside you, teenager, and getting to a certain age in your life doesn't mean you're done learning. And really kind of posit it that way. I am learning alongside you and working alongside you. And they're much more receptive to that than the real top down. I'm going to lecture you, kid.
I'm going to do a play.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
And I would say it's like a mentor more aligned to a coach. And if you think about adults, we have adults who are coaches, and mm-hmm. we think about, they show us and we believe what they're doing and they motivate us. Oftentimes, I think what we made sure our mentors were able to do is to demonstrate. You know, if I see what you do, you know, if I see Taylor making a podcast, and I'm going to sit down there beside her. And I think a lot of what happened is the mentors just were out there doing what they do. And then students were like, or young folks were like, I want to do that also. So I think that's one of the distinctions. Mm-hmm. So we sort of try to think of coaching, mentors more like coach than like teacher.
Yeah. You know, I think about it, you got also very lucky that Chance the Rapper wants to continue to be a part of it. Only because what I loved about the clip that we played a little bit earlier, when it's a video clip, and he's a young kid and he's on there, and the Pete pointed this out, that there are teenagers around the stage that are looking at books and doing other things and not paying attention to a hip-hop performer who's in an open mic that in 3 years is going to be the biggest global superstar you've ever seen. But it goes to show you that this wasn't necessarily a place that you know, people of notoriety were at. But for Chance to come back and be able to mm-hmm. continue to come back to this program, it's got to be a godsend for the teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think people can see what that pathway can look like. That they could take something that they really love to do, that they want to get better at, and could see a future, whether it is thinking a different way about what I want to do in high school, what I want to do when I'm not in, you know, in the out of school time, identities that I might want to try mm-hmm. on, and different kinds of opportunities. I think seeing people come out of a space like U Media, like Chance, but also like other folks who are amazing photographers. We've got young people who went through U Media and are now in library school, are working as mentors in U Medias across the city. So I think that mm-hmm. that space being such an incredible incubator for opportunity and places where young people can really pursue their passion and see what that can look like in their future is what I like to think about as kind of the secret sauce yeah. of the place.
You know, I think we kind of mentioned at the beginning, just, you know, when we talk about after-school programs in Chicago, they will go up and down and kind of yo-yo with budgets. And that's been a thing that's happened in the last couple decades. But you think of the First Lady of Chicago, Maggie Daly, who spent a big chunk of her time as First Lady working with After School Matters and the Block 37, all the kind of stuff that you know, I'll have artists come through on this program and they say, I was a part of After School Matters, or it really was something that was important. For you as First Lady, is that important to you? Is that something that you're going to, that's a big part of how you see your role moving forward with the city?
I mean, absolutely. My passion, my experience is around what young people are doing in the out-of-school time. So clearly that is going to be something I'm going to be spending some time doing. And, of course, it's a great excuse for me to continue to work with my friend Nicole Pinkard and folks at the Chicago Public Library, but the parks and all our great community organizations. We have to make sure that we do a great job of connecting our young people to after-school matters opportunities, to things going on in our parks, to things going on in our neighborhoods all over the city.
How do you do that? Because it's you know, it's obviously it's important. We've established it's important. But does it become a budget line item? Does it become something that the city has to invest in? How do we make sure that after school programs are here to stay and they don't follow that sort of roller coaster that they have in the last couple decades?
So I think one thing we need to do is we need to make visible the impact of after school. So we're just talking about U Media and we're saying Chance. There's a tremendous number of young people who've come out of there. Even Vic Mensa, No Name, artists of the same year. And because we don't know about it as much because it's not documented mm-hmm. the same way if they all came from the same high school. So I think Chicago has done a tremendous amount of effort of creating spaces for school and after school, but we haven't documented it and made it visible enough such that citizens would understand the importance of making sure that we continue to fund it. So that's one thing we need to do mm-hmm. is to make sure that programs like ASM continue, and then we think about extending them down to younger ages. And folks like me, academics, we need to make sure that we're making visible the impact of these programs on the whole learning journey, because that's from an equity standpoint, many kids are engaged in out of school. The difference is are kids without the resources engaged, and that's the importance of making sure that we build them into our parks and libraries as we've already
done. I would just assume at a certain point you're going to see after school programs be as important in the discussion when we talk about education policy as pre-K, mm-hmm. or just this concept of expanding beyond what we know to be the school day.
Yes.
Is that something that we're going to see out of a Lightfoot administration that we're going to think more about? I mean, I don't want you to speak necessarily for your wife, but the idea that is this something that you see as more of a holistic approach to education than just sort of program after program?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both Lori and I feel very passionately about, you know, learning doesn't stop when the school bell rings at the end of the day. And so we have to, as a community, as a city, as a partnership, like a partnership like UMedia, where we had academia, the city, and philanthropy come together to build those experiences. That's what an out-of-school time ecosystem in our city should look like. And we feel very important that it's part of what lifting up our neighborhood should look like in an equitable way.
Do you feel, as we kind of wrap up here, but do you feel that, you know, to be able to accomplish that, and we're seeing it more often, we even saw from the former mayor telling the private sector of the city of Chicago, it's time to step up. That you need to not only be paying your taxes or being a part of the city, but you need to step up and deal with social issues and take care of the kids of Chicago. Do you see a future in which this becomes privatized, that we see after school getting more money from the big corporations downtown?
I think from the standpoint of all citizens contributing, businesses, individuals contributing to after school, yes. But I think we also need to take those funds and make sure we're supporting the mentors such that they can have full lives as mentoring kids and also being able to support and pay for their own lives. Mm-hmm.
Great conversation. I want to continue. I mean, you're all welcome to come back. I think it's a great conversation about what we think of our daily education and also after-school programs. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of UMedia, which is the Chicago Public Library. In studio tonight, the First Lady of the City of Chicago, Amy Eshelman, Taylor Bayless, who was the first librarian at UMedia back in 2009, and Nicole Pinkard, who is one of the co-founders of UMedia and also an associate professor at the School of Education at Northwestern University. Thanks to all for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Justin.